This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his Sunday address that the Ukrainian flag and free life will return to Crimea again. Zelensky said that he believed Ukraine forces would take back Crimea. He said the armed forces of Ukraine, the intelligence and special services, are already taking the necessary steps to do this. Addressing the telephone conversation he had with the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, in which visa restrictions for Russia citizens were discussed, he said the visa restriction will definitely demonstrate that Europe is a territory of values, not Disneyland for terror supporters. Energy problems continue to plague Ukraine and Europe, as much of Russia-occupied regions that's home to a largely crippled nuclear power plant. It's reported temporarily in blackout Sunday. Only one of the reactors at the facility was connected to the electricity grid, and Russia's main pipeline carrying natural gas to Germany remained shut down. The fighting in Ukraine and related disputes over pipelines lie between and behind the electricity and natural gas shortfalls that worsened the Russia war in Ukraine. While it began February 24th, it grinds on for the seventh month. Both issues will take center stage this week. UN nuclear agency inspectors are scheduled to brief the Security Council this Tuesday about their inspections and safeguards and visit to the power plant as well. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UK will learn on Monday who will be their next prime minister, with Liz Truss, the favorite, to second Boris Johnson and take charge of the country. That's beside the spiraling cost of living crisis. More details from VOA's Marissa Melton.
If she wins, Truss would become the UK's third female prime minister, following Theresa May and Margaret Thatcher. Truss has consistently been ahead of former finance minister Rishi Sunak in polling among the estimated 200,000 Tory members eligible to vote. Truss has promised, if she wins, to act within a week to tackle a cost of living crisis fueled by soaring energy bills linked to the war in Ukraine. The government has been unable to address soaring inflation, labor strife, and strains on the nation's creaking healthcare system since early July, when Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced his intention to resign and triggered a contest to choose his successor.
That is VOA's Marissa Melton reporting. Palestinian gunmen opened fire on a bus carrying a group of Israeli soldiers in the occupied West Bank on Sunday, wounding five of the soldiers, one of them seriously, as well as a civilian bus driver, according to the Israeli military. The Israeli military said that three attackers traveling in a pickup had carried out the attack. It said that they passed down and passed the bus through an explosive device in it, and then blocked it before opening fire with the automatic weapons. Soldiers on board the metered fired as well. A series of stabbings at an indigenous community and another town nearby in Saskatchewan left 10 people dead, 15 others wounded. Canadian police said that this all of Sunday as they searched across the expanse of province for two suspects. Stabbings took place in multiple locations on the James Smith Cree Nation in the village of Weldon, northeast of Saskatchewan, according to police. Recapping our top story, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said that the Ukrainian flag and free life will return to Crimea again. Zelensky said that he believed Ukraine's forces would take back Crimea. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.